The Cubs going for their fourth consecutive win, taking on the Braves. Sean Rodriguez making his Atlanta debut in this one. We pick up the action in the sixth, 2-1, the Cubs in front. Freddie Freeman facing John Lester.
Freeman pops it a mile in the air, possibly playable for Schwarber in the foul territory, and makes the grab and falls into the stands. Helped up by security there, comes up showing the ball. A terrific play by a guy who is not a natural left fielder. Three up and three down go the Braves. We'll head to the seventh, and it's still Chicago 2, Braves 1.
Socked to center, over the head of Inciarte. Not going to run this one down, back toward the wall, and gone. Clears the yellow line. It's a line drive home run to straightaway center for Anthony Rizzo. Solo shot, 3-1 Cubs. What are the Braves doing on the road? Swing and a miss, got the fastball past him.
Let me right strike out down and I'll go right to it.
Ground ball, weakly hit to first, handled by Rizzo. He will underhand to the covering Lester to retire the side. So 10 in a row set down by Lester as he works a 1-2-3 seventh. Braves have no answers in the seventh. We turn to the eighth, 3-1 Chicago. Line drive to center field. Inciarte on his horse, running wide open. And it's just beyond his reach, all the way to the wall. In to score is Baez. Russell stands at second. It's 4-1. The stretch by Davis. 3-2 pitch to Kemp. Swinging a line drive. Base hit to left through the hole. Freeman to third. He's waved in by Ron Washington. He will score. The throw comes to second, and it's 4-3. A lot of speed out there with that tying run. Lane Adams and the winning run. Dansby Swanson. 2-2 pitch to Camargo, swinging a high fly, left field shallow. Zobrist coming on, left fielder says he's got it, and he does. It took Wade Davis 28 pitches to get the Braves out in the ninth inning. They got so close. Two-run score, but the Braves lead, the bases loaded, and the Cubs take the opener.
The Braves come up short against the Cubs. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
Exciting. Kind of like a playoff game almost, with the energy and everything in that stadium. And it's good to see the guys come back. I mean, it was a hard-fought game by both sides. Mm-hmm. And I felt good both the last two guys we had up there. It just didn't happen.
How about that ninth inning to do that against Wade Davis? Has been so solid.
It's great. It's great. That's these guys' MO, though. They give you a hard 27 outs, man. We gave ourselves a chance.
A little bit of a tough night for Rodriguez in his first game, but he checks the swing there and draws a huge walk.
I was like, God, this, couldn't be set up any better to him to come onto the scene and walk him off. And it was a great at-bat by Sean, really great at-bat. And I felt good with Johan up there then right there. He had a tough at-bat too. Yeah. He just missed a couple of balls, and this is a good ninth inning.
How about the two plays Freddie Freeman made?
Yeah, that's what I told him when I made one of the pitching changes. It's we're probably sitting here 8-1.
Yeah.
You don't make those plays, so those are huge.
What did you think of Julio tonight?
Really battled his way through. I mean, them last two innings, he really had to work. Really had to work, and he just never gave in and kept pitching. And he wasn't as sharp as he's been, but he never, like I say, he never gave in, kept pitching, and gave us a chance to win.
Could that be a sign for him? He's getting back on
yeah,
track.
Yeah, I really think so, because he was really long layoff here, and he gave everything he had. I mean, and kept the game manageable. Did a great job under some stressful last two innings, and gave us a chance to win.
I think what Freddie has done, we see it all the time, it kind of at least discounts that myth that position's not important.
That position's very important. Yeah. I mean, you look at the guy on the other side right there, what he brings to that club with what he can do over there too. So if you don't have a good first baseman, it'll show up. And we're lucky we got two really good ones.
You talked a lot about the options when we saw Matt Adams come off the bench there in the ninth inning. Is that one of the benefits of that?
Yeah, I mean, it is. And, it makes them think about what they want to do. And all of a sudden, you put the go-ahead run on. Mm-hmm. And in essence, it worked. And we're sitting there hit away from winning that game. So it's just, it's big. when you have those extra guys and guys that can do some things.
Up next, the series against the Cubs continues on Tuesday with Sean Newcomb on the hill.